Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invest billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
The Oklahoma Beef Checkoff referendum continues. You can actually go and vote in person on the 1st of November, yes or no. Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, says that his organization is hopeful that you'll vote yes. He says most in-state agricultural organizations that represent livestock producers are supportive of the checkoff, but there are some out-of-state interests that have come in and are urging a no vote.
It has been discouraging to see some outside state entities have come into Oklahoma and are challenging us on our process. They're challenging who can vote. They're saying that, yes, you may be able to pay that you would be required to pay the checkoff, but you shouldn't be able to vote, specifically 4-H and FFA members. The state law is very clear. If you will pay the checkoff, you're eligible to participate in the program.
And those same out-of-state groups are trying to tie the current embezzlement case that the Oklahoma Beef Council is involved in. They're trying to tie that to a no vote. And Michael Kelsey agrees that the embezzlement is a very serious issue, but he says it's got nothing to do with the referendum.
The embezzlement took place over a period of time, several years, as a matter of fact. A large sum of money was stolen, and that's key. A thief committed this act. A thief came in and committed this act. That thief was discovered. That thief has been fired. And then there's processes in place to make sure justice is done, both the criminal as well as the civil side. Those processes go way too slow. We're frustrated by that. Then the internal processes that the Beef Council have adopted to make sure this process hasn't and will not happen again have been very robust. So robust, Ron, I would tell you, as I learned what their processes were, I said, I want to adopt a few of these in internally at OCA because I'm impressed at how well they are to make sure that the integrity of the fund management, the internal policies is good. It's been very, very good in that sense. I think Weston Givens, our president, really put it well. He said, you know, I've got out in my barn a refrigerator where I keep my vaccine. And if I were to discover that one of my employees was stealing some of my vaccine, what would I do? Would I sell my refrigerator and never vaccinate my cattle again because I don't want to be exposed to theft? Well, no, he wouldn't do that. He would fire the employee. He would put a lock on the refrigerator. And the point is he would adopt policies to make sure it never happened again. He would purge out the thief, but he would continue to vaccinate his cattle because he knows how important it is. The Beef Council has purged out the thief. They've created a process by which hopefully, and the Lord willing, it'll never happen again, and we have to keep promoting our product.
The cattle industry's Michael Kelsey. You've got farm news on Ron.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, October 26th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 18,200 head, including 2,650 yearling steers, 2,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and 1,550 calves on cows. If you want more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117.
That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.